USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling on access to a commonly used abortion pill tomorrow. The decision is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. The drug was originally approved by the FDA 23 years ago and has been used by over 5 million women since. The White House is dismissing allegations the Justice Department is mishandling its investigation into Hunter Biden.
They should not be politicized, and they should be able to do their job independently.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended the DOJ, said President Biden believes in the rule of law. The president's son is currently under federal investigation for potential tax crimes and charges he lied on a firearm purchase form. An IRS whistleblower told Congress the investigation has been hindered by preferential treatment in politics. Reports say manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin related to the on-set death while filming the movie Rust have been dropped. Alec Baldwin commented on Instagram. The actor posted a photo of he and his wife with the words, "I owe everything I have to this woman." He also said, "And to you, Luke." Luke Nickus is one of his attorneys handling the case. Republican leaders are celebrating the passage of a bill to ban transgender women and girls from participating in female sports.
We kept our promise. Last year we pledged if we had the opportunity to be in the majority, we would bring this bill forward. If we'd stand up for you, we'd stand up for Title IX. And that's exactly what we did.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the effort is about standing up for basic fairness. The measure that passed along party lines would prohibit schools and other entities receiving federal funding from allowing biological males to compete in female athletics. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Snapchat is getting serious about chat. The company announced on Wednesday that its customizable chat bot, My AI, is now accessible to all users. Until now, the feature powered by the viral AI chatbot ChatGPT was available only to subscribers who pay for Snapchat Plus. IKEA plans to spend more than $2 billion and open more than a dozen new U.S. stores. IKEA said today it'll spend close to $2.2 billion opening 17 new U.S. stores over the next 3 years. It's the Swedish home furnishing giant's biggest investment ever in America. Kevin McCarthy has laid out a debt ceiling plan from the House floor.
House Speaker McCarthy has introduced a bill to raise the country's debt limit while simultaneously cutting federal spending.
Would responsibly raise the debt limit into next year and provide more than $4.5 trillion in savings to the American taxpayer.
President Biden, speaking in Maryland, blasted the legislation, claiming that Republicans are threatening to default on the country's credit obligations unless he goes along with what he calls their wacko notions.
The CDC is recommending a second dose of the updated COVID booster for seniors. It comes after the FDA authorized the shot this week. People 65 and older can get another dose of the updated Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines at least 4 months after their last shot. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.